An Appeal for Consecration and Service. May 27th, 1902. Typed. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. These words of Christ mark out our work for today. We are to preach the gospel in all parts of the world. By putting to use in the service of God every capability we possess, we may honor Him. Sanctified by God, we are to do our part in fulfilling the commission that Christ gave to His disciples. We should study the life of Christ as recorded in the Bible and seek to follow His methods of labor. If we follow our human plans, we shall hinder instead of help the work. He that is not with me, said Christ, is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Matthew 12, verse 30. Our will must be in subjection to the divine will. Our ways must be patterned after Christ's ways. We are to wear His yoke and learn of Him meekness and lowliness of heart. Men who have not submitted themselves to the yoke of Christ, who have not learned His meekness and lowliness, are not to be exalted to high positions in the work of God. Come unto me, says Christ, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. All who would work for the Master must submit to the yoke of Christ. This submission involves self-sacrifice and entire consecration of body, soul, and spirit. As they learn of Christ His meekness and lowliness, they will find that His yoke is easy and His burden light. They will not become weary in His service. 1,000 times more work for God might be accomplished if all His children would fully consecrate themselves to Him, using their talents aright. If they would improve every opportunity for doing good, doors for service would be opened before them. They would be called to bear greater responsibilities. Let all ask of God, and they will receive wisdom to carry on His work under the ministration of the Holy Spirit. As they receive God's blessing, they will rejoice in the work. Time is precious. The destiny of souls is in the balance. At infinite cost, a way of salvation has been provided. Shall Christ's great sacrifice be in vain? Shall the earth be entirely controlled by satanic agencies? The salvation of souls is dependent upon the consecration and activity of God's church. The Lord calls all who believe in Him to be workers together with Him. While their life shall last, they are not to feel that their work is done. Until the time comes when Christ shall say, "It is finished," His work for the saving of souls will not decrease, but will grow in importance. See Revelation 16, verse 17. The mercy of God is shown by His long forbearance. He is holding back His judgments, waiting for the message of warning to be sounded to all. There are many who have not yet heard the testing truths for this time. The last call of mercy is to be given more fully to our world. The truths of the 18th and 19th chapters of Revelation should be read and understood by all. The terrible condition of the world today would indicate that apparently the death of Christ has been almost in vain, that Satan has triumphed. The great majority of the earth's inhabitants belong to Satan's kingdom. The satanic agencies are not yet subdued. Christ has not yet set up His kingdom. We see not yet all things put under Him. Hebrews 2, verse 8. But we have not been deceived. Notwithstanding the apparent triumph of Satan on the earth, Christ is carrying forward his mediatorial work in the heavenly sanctuary. The Word of God portrays the wickedness and corruption that should exist in the world in the last days. As we see the fulfillment of prophecy, our faith in the final triumph of Christ's kingdom should be increased. We should go forth with courage to do our appointed work. By the fragrance of our speech and the nobility of our characters, let us make it clear that in the great conflict between good and evil, we are on the side of Christ. Let us express our faith in the triumph of the cross of Calvary. Let everyone decide that in his life, truth and righteousness shall be magnified. Every family is a church over which the parents preside. The first consideration of the parents should be to work for the salvation of their children. When the father and mother, as priest and teacher of the family, take their position fully on the side of Christ, a good influence will be exerted in the home. And this sanctified influence will be felt in the church and will be recognized by every believer. Because of the great lack of piety and sanctification in the home, the work of God is greatly hindered. No man can bring into the church an influence that he does not exert in his home life and in his business relations. He who is not faithful in the home will not be faithful in the church. Let all who claim to be preparing for translation sanctify themselves by applying to their own lives the principles of Bible truth.